Sheltering in place is dramatically changing the way consumers are spending their money, and these new behaviors could end up having some long-term effects. CNET's Ben Fox Rubin is an expert on digital payments and today is launching a personal finance series about how tech is driving consumer spending during coronavirus. Ben, thanks for joining us this morning. Let's talk about contactless transactions. You know, initially, this was talked about as a great convenience. Now, all of a sudden, it's all about safety.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. These concepts were really getting reintroduced to customers for health and safety reasons, because anytime customers go out these days, anytime shoppers go out, they're thinking about, how do I avoid touching as many things as possible? So contactless payments like Apple Pay, Google Pay, tap-to-pay cards, and also other types of new technologies, retail technologies that allow for social distancing, even gee whiz technologies like delivery drones are really getting reevaluated during this coronavirus pandemic.
Ben, when it comes to contactless payments, for retailers who have not already made the transition, is it complicated and is it expensive?
I don't know how expensive those payment terminals are, especially when it comes to making the transition for large swaths. For the larger retailers. The thing is that people should know that Walmart, Target, a lot of the major retailers have already made the transition over and have turned on contactless payments. So that's a big positive for customers. Other retailers are making the move to enable contactless payments faster than maybe they had been. I mentioned in my story today that Publix, which is a Florida-based grocery chain, they just completed their rollout of tap-to-pay registers, and that's in about 1,200 locations.
Have you had an opportunity to speak directly to any retailers? Do you know if they're viewing this as a hassle and a big headache, or do they see it as an opportunity?
So I've spoken to MasterCard, and MasterCard really says that they're trying to really emphasize and encourage retailers to try to do this. And it seems, at least from their perspective, that this is a very receptive message that they're hearing at this point.
You know, here in San Francisco, there had been consideration, some retail places, whether they were restaurants or whatever, were going to go cashless, but it was determined that it would hurt people, primarily the poor, who perhaps did not have a card or a smartphone where they could make a contactless payment. What about that as an issue?
This is a fascinating part of this, because the issue of cashless societies is this kind of utopian concept that had been kicked around in tech circles for decades. Wouldn't this be amazing if everybody went cashless? It was all digital. Consuming things or retail would be so much simpler. Well, the thing is that people realized a lot of people don't have plastic, a lot of people don't have banks, and this is therefore discriminatory. It'll be very interesting to see what happens after the coronavirus pandemic peaks, after we're kind of on the other end of this, how cashless stores will be evaluated, because as I'm hearing from some folks right now, there is reluctance to using cash because there's this concern that it could be dirty and it could transmit the virus.
Do you see in the future the possibility of banks actually courting some of those folks who don't have cards or smartphones to come in and get some sort of an account going so they can do just this?
There are huge efforts to do this already. Obviously, the major payment processors and the banks see this as an opportunity to get more customers. The problem is that this is a slow-going process, and it is difficult to do. My hope would be that those efforts would continue because, unfortunately, from a lot of my research, I found that being poor can actually be really expensive in this country. If every single time you have to deposit a paycheck, the payment processor takes a chunk of it out. This is something that people that have direct deposit don't have to deal with at all, but people that go to money transfer locations, they have to do. So the more people that do have banks, the more people that have access to digital money, I do believe that that is a big benefit for people.
It's a really interesting topic. It'll be interesting to see how this plays out. Ben, thank you for joining us this morning. That is CNET's Ben Fox Rubin, an expert on digital payments, who's launching a personal finance series today about how tech is driving consumer spending during coronavirus. And of course, with nobody wanting to touch money these days, a lot of it is now being focused on contactless payment.